Well, it's great to be with you again. And it's great to be in this wonderful center. Praise God. It's been a long time you're waiting for this, but praise God. God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. And it's great today to officially launch the Cap Job Club, which is great. Cap Job Clubs, just for you to know, is an exciting initiative that was launched in 2014. We already have 169 churches around the country partnering with us for job clubs. You have been one of them. And since launching, we've actually found 1,312 jobs for people. Praise God. They've found employment. And more importantly, out of groups, 175 people have chosen to follow Jesus as a result of attending a course. So that's what you've got in the future to look forward to. People getting jobs, but also getting saved, getting to know the Lord Jesus. CAP has an enormous church network, a great reputation, and incredibly well-equipped to resource churches to run outreach and develop a national movement. Now, already the Department of Work and Pensions, they are recommending our work further with their people that they support too. And with nearly 2 million people unemployed in this country, the need to support and equip individuals is very important. And to help them on their journey to work is greater than ever. 67% of CAP clients have one or more family members who are unemployed. And there's a huge difference between unemployment and isolation, debt, broken relationships, and self-worth. Think in your own. For some people, they find it really low in themselves. And those are the sort of people that we can help. The course that the job clubs run is based on three elements: the community, the core of it. The community, as part of being in a CAP job club, members will be part of a support to job seekers as well. And all this will take part with the church community and the facilities and resources that the church will provide. Church befriend, break down isolation, and engage with the other challenges that people have. The unemployment, the joblessness, all those things that it brings. And then the course. The CAP Job Club coach will work within the group to help them to gain practical tools, increasing ability. Course of finding work, volunteering, CVs, interviews, techniques, application help, and skills development. And we want to help them to remove barriers that present finding jobs. And then each delegate will be coached individually, supported from the trained coaches in reviewing progress, calls, etc. And as part of that one coaching, members will learn individual goal setting and create a personal development program, a plan of where a person is and the travel needed for them to be ready. And that's what it's all about. How involved team is so important. If there's anyone here involved in business, involved by experience, providing interview opportunities, perhaps you know, That may be an opportunity for you to help. Could you become a befriender to those individuals who will be on this course? Everyone can help in some way or other. Just talk. Give you that job, I'm sure. So it actually came in to announce that this church is launched with Cat Job Club. Amen. Officially, pray that God's blessing on this valuable tool for your church to interact with the community is so important. Now, I'm going to share with you a PowerPoint which talks about the work that CAP does. So, if you want to just put excellent, a little sip first. Because you get so in your mouth. Celebrate how God has hundreds of local churches tackle UK poverty. It's terrible in this day and age that we talk about UK having poverty. We're not in the third world, but in some senses we are. CAP is there to tackle UK poverty. And by partnering with CAP to run debt centres, job clubs, release groups, and also life skill groups, the CAP Money course itself, we're going to be inspired by doing those things. And we've been inspired how to get involved personally, whether that's through prayer, volunteer to CAP. But firstly, I'm going to try and ask you to try and imagine what it's like to be someone who's suffering in debt and poverty. Can I ask you to close your eyes a moment? Imagine. Cast your mind back to night's sleep. Now, for most likely, you know, just think of a moment. Now imagine what happens every night. What if experience you thought of already? Because about how to pay the bills. Your mind is trying to find a way out. Imagine having to tell your 12-year-old son that you can't have a hot because you can't afford the electricity. Imagine not eating today or the next day. Because you can't simply afford to buy enough food and you want to make sure your children are fed. Imagine not having any friends or family to turn to for help. You feel so desperate that you can't see a way out, but your kids are relying on you. Next slide. What? And the next one. Who? Help. Now that scary truth could easily be me, because a national survey found that 50% of people could be in a problem within just 100 days of losing their job. That's you and me. It only takes a simple change of circumstances, like an illness, redundancy, something that could happen, which will turn affordable to. That's why the same survey found that 1 in 12 families in the UK are struggling in debt, which is forcing them to make unimaginable choices. Now let's look at this slide. This is Mandy. All it took was an illness, which meant she couldn't go back to work. And that into debt. She regularly skipped meals to feed her kids. In fact, Mandy, listen to this, and her husband only ate 2 days in 7 days. Her family went without hot water because she couldn't afford the electricity. She didn't have any friends or family to turn to for help. And before CAP, she felt so desperate that she really couldn't see a way out. If you have your Bibles, look at this verse. Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 7. And this is what it says. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. This scripture actually declares and defines God. The type, which is very interesting, he is calling the chains of injustice to feed the hungry, set the oppressed free. God's idea of a true fast is a lifestyle of serving the poor, serving the vulnerable, and serving the marginalized. People are important. And as Christians, we all share God's heart and compassion for people like Mandy. We're struggling in our towns. We would all want to do what Isaiah talks about, to set free, share our food with them. The problem is, we don't always see their suffering. That's because if you met Mandy at the school gates, she wouldn't tell you she hasn't eaten for the last few days, or slept properly in weeks. If she lived on Ewer Street, she wouldn't tell you that her house has no heating or hot water, and that she's too scared to open her door for fear of debt collectors. Debt is a crippling form of secret poverty, and even someone like Mandy, you may not be sure of the best way to help her. Yes, you might buy her some food, lend her some money, but you'd know that that's only a temporary solution. The next slide. Imagine if the church had an answer. Imagine the UK church rising up united to tackle UK poverty. Imagine an passionate Christians in local churches across the UK offering a real of debt and poverty. Imagine your church planting the work of CAP in hundreds of towns and cities, helping us reach the thousands of poor and needy people every month. That is what CAP does. It's what it's all about. CAP provides that professional debt counselling tool so people from local churches, exactly like this one, can reach those feeling trapped and offer them hope and a solution. Now, you may not be able to volunteer, but everyone can help by supporting CAP, perhaps with a donation. We may have an opportunity later to do that. But Isaiah 58, and if we look at again, next slide. I believe CAP's work is a demonstration of that verse. Is not this the kind of fasting I've chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, you untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. From a client survey, 60% of clients said they lived in fear before CAP got involved. Family, prisoners in their own home, prisoners to bailiffs, debt collectors knocking on the door, constant phone calls, threatening letters, demanding repayment. Next slide is Cheryl. She was one of those that lived in fear. She said, whenever someone knocked on the door, they used to tell their four children to quickly hide in the kitchen or run upstairs to hide under the beds. People living prisoners in their own home. The next one is Brian. Immense pressure of debt caused Brian serious depression. He even attempted suicide twice as he couldn't see his way out. There is oppression in 21st century Britain. Over a third of clients said they seriously considered or even did suicide before CAP's help. Let's read that verse 7 of Isaiah 58. I'm not quite sure if it's on the next slide. Yes. Is it not to share your food with the hungry? Provide the poor wanderer with shelter. And when you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. 2/3 of clients of CAP missed meals before they got involved. Mandy only eating 2 days out of every 7. Her son Thomas felt guilty, as though it was his fault. CAP meets this immediate need by giving emergency food aid, and in conjunction with the food bank, where they've made a partnership now, they continue to get help. They leave no one hungry. After that, the budget we give to clients prioritizes, so they needn't worry where their next meal is coming from. When John Kirby, the founder of CAP, first set up CAP, he had just a 10 donation. And from his own has grown this organization to be an international ministry. We are also in Australia, New Zealand, Canada as well, helping thousands every year. Last year, CAP UK helped over 18,300 people through their debt help service. Over 11,000 people attended the CAP Money course. And that CAP Money course is the largest provider of face-to-face financial education in the UK. When the church Why not that we're the best? That's what God wants from us, to do the best for our community. I always think back in the 1800s when the church did everything and we were successful with it. But then the government were a bit jealous and they wanted to control things, and that's how you managed to get the benefit system you got today. And who can say, yes, it's a wonderful system? It ain't, because it's not God-inspired. But you know, the church is turning. And over the last 15 years, when we had street pastors, when we had food banks, when CAP and other organizations as well, night shelters, etc., when the church is doing it, it's effective that we're doing in the community. And the government, I assure you. We're going to meet Mandy now, and she's going to speak what we heard earlier, and watch how, through CAP and the local church, Mandy has been freed from oppression, how the chains of debt and poverty have been broken. Smiling face. Things have completely been transformed in Mandy and her family's life. And that's what church is all about, isn't it? We want to see people being transformed. We want to be able to see people's situation completely changed. In Bryn Mawr, I'm sure there are many people like Mandy. And it's only the church can be of help to those people as they offer a solution in Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what it's all about in that respect. I don't know about you, but I'm just not prepared to do nothing when we can all do something to reach families in our communities who are in desperate need. We clearly share the same passion for God's work, the poor, and to see people saved. So I make